This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, doctor. It's my honor to stand here asking this question. And at the same time, I'm very sad to ask this question. If the Quran is a book of the guidance and the Islam is a religion of the knowledge and all this, then why we are Muslim as a nation, as a majority, we are standing in the back among the nations? Why when we compare our nation with other nations, we see a big hole between us and them?
You have asked a very good question, very important question, very relevant question. That if Quran has so much of information regarding science, technology, it's a book of knowledge, book of guidance, then why are we Muslims backward? It's a very good question. The reason is, if we look back into the history, from the 8th to the 10th century, we read in the historical books, the Europeans, they called it as the Dark Ages. Dark for whom? Dark for the Europeans. The Arabs, the advancement they made in science and technology was phenomenal. If you had to know about science, if you want to do research of science, you had to learn Arabic. Like how today we learn English. At that time, the Muslims were on top of the world because we were close to Quran and Sunnah. Today, the reason the Muslims are backward is because we are far away from Quran and Sunnah. So Quran is not to blame, you and I are to blame. If you read in the books of history and books of science, I said in my lecture, Ibn Nafis, 600 years after the Quran was revealed, was the first to describe the blood circulation. In a textbook, we know about William Harvey, we don't know about Ibn Nafis. So two reasons is there. Number one, Muslims have gone away from Quran Sunnah. Number two, media. You know, media also plays a big role in it. In our textbook, in my school, I never heard about Ibn Nafis. After when I did research, I came to know. In my textbook was mentioned William Harvey. The first person who drew the world map of the world was Al-Idrusi. In 1154, he was a Muslim. Do you know the numbers that we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. What's it called? 1, 2, 3, 4? What is it called? Say loudly. Arabic numerals. How we have Roman numerals? 1, 2. Arabic numerals. Why? Because 0 was first introduced by the Indian. The Arabs took it up, put a decimal point, and we have the Arabic numerals. If you know about Al-Thusi, he was the one who discovered the Pythagoras theorem, which we learn in school. We learn Pythagoras theorem, we don't know the name of Al-Thusi. The square of the hypotenuse is equal in a triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the other two sides of the triangle. Do you remember or you've forgotten? You remember, no? MashaAllah, good student. Who was the person who discovered it? Now you came to know, correct? Better late than never. Al-Thusi, Muslim. Trigonometry, we learn trigonometry. Who is the main person of trigonometry? Al-Biruni. We learn chemistry. Who's the father of chemistry? We know Geber. It's not Geber, it is Jaber ibn Hayyan. They want to, you know, change the name, westernize it, Geber. So Geber looks like a westerner, sounds like a westerner, correct? It is Jaber ibn Hayyan. He is the father of chemistry, wrote more than 2,000 pages. He was the first who distilled alcohol. Alcohol comes from the Arabic word Al-Ghul. Alcohol is Arabic. Al-Ghul meaning evil spirit. He distilled it. How many people know about Al-Kindi? At a time when Newton, who's the biggest scientist in the world history, Newton said all laws are absolute. Al-Kindi said no, all laws are not absolute, they're relative. Later on, Albert Einstein came. All have heard about Einstein. How many of us have heard about Al-Kindi? The two brothers, Muhammad Ahmad and Hassan Shakir, they told the area of the earth from an angle at the Red Sea. At a time when we didn't even were sure whether the earth was spherical or not. At that time, they told the area of the earth, which was quite accurate. If you read about Ali ibn Abbas, he wrote 2,000 pages on medicine. If you know about Ali ibn Sina, Avicenna sounds like a Westerner name. It's Ali ibn Sina, Aristotle of the East. You can keep on giving examples. Muslims were on top of the world. Because we were close to Quran and Sunnah. Today, we are far away from the Quran and Sunnah. That time, if you wanted to get advanced in science and technology, it was compulsory you learnt Arabic. Arabic was a language on top of the world. Today, where is it? Who's to blame? We are to blame. So my request to all the Muslim brothers and sisters, you go back to the Quran. Study the Quran. Quran is the most positive book in the world. It's a proclamation to humanity. It's a fountain of mercy and wisdom. It's a warning to the heedless. It's a guide to the erring. It's an assurance to those in doubt. It's a solace to the suffering and a hope to those in despair. You can get all these benefits only if you read the Quran with understanding. If you don't know Arabic, read the translation of the Quran in the language you understand the best. Implement it, inshallah. It will be a guidance for you for your full life, and you'll see your life change. Hope that answers the question.